This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you spent time on Twitter this week, you might have seen this. The former CEO of Ticketmaster, Nathan Hubbard, announced in 140 characters or less, of course, that he is joining Twitter, the company, as head of commerce. Sarah McCammon looks at the new frontier of online shopping.
Twitter is kind of like Santa Claus. It knows what you've been doing. It knows when you're awake.
It knows all the tweets you had made, so it's somehow able to understand what are the things that you might like.
Darpan Munjal is co-founder of online retailer Fashionera.com. For instance, he says, you might tweet about the hiking trip you're planning next week, and Twitter could point you to a company selling outdoor gear. But how would that work? Twitter will have to figure that out, says Sucharita Molpuru. She's a retail analyst with Forrester Research.
The challenge for Twitter is, how are you going to make money off of these commerce companies? How do you become like Google?
She says Twitter has experimented with sponsored tweets and partnered with companies like American Express for special offers. However, the business model takes shape. E-commerce consultant Sally McKenzie says Twitter will have to prove that it can help retailers find customers.
And to consumers, Twitter's going to need to prove that it's really a fun and interesting and easy place to shop,
without annoying users who are already tired of ads. Sucharita Molpuru says as Twitter tries to become a bigger player in e-commerce, you can expect to see more experimentation in your feed.
We'll see, you know, a lot of things thrown against the wall, and, you know, we'll see if anything, you know, resonates.
And if it does, Twitter might be able to turn its millions of users into hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.